This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm currently sitting in Riyad al-Jannah, where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Ma bayna bayti wa minbari rawdatun min Riyad al-Jannah." Whatever is between my house and my pulpit, the minbar, that piece of land is from Jannah. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us into Jannah in this world and in the year after. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Now in Riyadul Jannah, there are many pillars. Some of these pillars are of special significance, and alhamdulillah, they have been preserved till today. And there are signs that are embedded on the pillars to indicate that these are unique pillars. There are actually 8 of these pillars which I want to share with you in this recording. The first one is Ustuwana Hannana. It's also known as Ustuwana Mukhallaqa. This is a pillar which is located on the right hand side on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, once upon a time, there was a date palm that grew at this spot, and the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recline upon this Ustuwana, upon this date palm, and deliver his khutbas. Later on, there was a minbar that was made for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and so the Prophet of Allah no longer stood at that place. When this took place, once the Prophet of Allah was speaking and the date palm started crying, it was crying so loudly that the sahaba that were present there at that moment also heard the ustuwana, or that date palm, crying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had pacified the tree and comforted the tree. So that's called Ustuwana Mukhallaqa or Ustuwana Hannana. The word Ustuwana means pillar. So that pillar is located on the right hand side of the minbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second pillar is known as Ustuwana Aisha. It's also known as Ustuwana Muhajireen, because the Muhajireen used to flock around this spot. So the reason why this is an important one is because Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, if people knew the value and the significance of this spot, they would actually cast lots to see who could get a space around this place. And du'as are readily accepted around this place, mashallah. The third one is Ustuwana Tawbah. It's also known as Ustuwana Abi Lubaba. Now, there's some context to this. During the battle of Banu Qurayza, and after the battle, the enemies were surrounded by the Muslims. So the Banu Qurayza tribe had some relationship with Abu Lubaba, who was a Sahabi. So they asked him, "Tell us, O Abu Lubaba, what is the Prophet planning to do with us?" It is at that time he had leaked important information to the Bani Qurayza. When he realized his mistake, he came immediately to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he tied himself to this pillar and he said, "I will not leave this place. I will not untie myself until Allah does not announce my acceptance of my tawbah." So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would pass him and he would say, "If you had to ask me to ask Allah for forgiveness, I would have done so for you, but you have done this on your own accord. We have to wait for the order of Allah." After a few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down good news to say that his tawbah has been accepted. And so the Prophet of Allah then untied Abu Lubaba. Ulama also mentioned that you should try and perform salah behind this place and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Inshallah, Allah will forgive you. Then you have the Ustuwana Al-Wufud. Now, Ustuwana Al-Wufud is that place where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would receive the tribes that would come out of Medina and that would come here to meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is at this place. Currently, I am sitting at Ustuwana Al-Wufud at this very same location, alhamdulillah. Then you got Ustuwana Sarir. This is a place where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make i'tikaf and there was a wooden platform that was made for the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to sleep upon. So this is known as Ustuwana Sarir. And then you have Ustuwana Hars. This is where the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would give security to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum would stand guard for the Prophet of Allah at this place in the initial stages. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the believers that he will personally protect Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that place is known as Ustuwana Hars or Ustuwana Ali. Then you have Ustuwana Tahajjud. This is where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform his Tahajjud Salah, which is read in the last quarter of the night. A mat would be spread for the Prophet of Allah in this part of the of Riyadul Jannah, and he would perform his Salat al-Tahajjud. And then the last one is Ustuwana Jibra'il. This is where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often meet Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam and receive revelation. So these are the certain pillars that you need to keep in mind when you do come to Riyadul Jannah. Remember, these pillars are clearly marked by a circular type of artwork that's done on the pillar, and in there in Arabic the engraving and the inscription is found. Whilst also in Riyadul Jannah, make dua, profuse dua for the ummah. Always start off with the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the oppressed Muslimin throughout the globe. Number two, you make dua for your parents. Number three, you make dua for yourself. Number four, you make dua for the rest of the Muslims who have requested dua from you. And you make general duas for your children, for your family, and everyone else. It's a very, very blessed place. You can distinguish Riyadul Jannah through its carpet. It is a green carpeted area. The rest of the masjid has red carpet. This one is green carpeted. Within Riyadul Jannah also you find the mimbar of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would deliver his lectures. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and bring us to Madinatul Munawwarat over and over again. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.